Good morning. I'm Julie Small, and this is the California Report. The mayor of Bell Gardens, a small city in Los Angeles County, was shot and killed yesterday afternoon in a domestic dispute with his wife and son. Mayor Daniel Crespo died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. County sheriffs briefly detained Crespo's wife of 28 years, but released her after questioning. They also questioned Crespo's 19-year-old son, who was taken to a hospital for injuries to his face. Crespo was elected to the city council in 2001. He also worked as a Los Angeles County probation officer for over a decade. Governor Jerry Brown has signed a groundbreaking new gun law that will allow family members to ask a judge to take guns away from mentally unstable relatives. It's a direct response to this year's Isla Vista shootings near the campus of UC Santa Barbara. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more on the new law and the questions it raises.
The new law creates a process similar to a restraining order. If people are worried someone in their family is about to cause harm to themselves or others, they can now ask a judge to step in and empower police to temporarily take that person's guns away. Michael McLively is an attorney with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, which pushed for the measure.
This allows basically family members or law enforcement to petition a court for a gun violence restraining order in situations where there may be a lot of really obvious warning signs, but somebody's not rising to the level where you could use the 5150 procedures.
5150 is a code number for having someone involuntarily committed because they're deemed a threat, and it has a much higher threshold for action. Not everyone feels so positive about the measure. Many gun rights groups say this takes away due process for a constitutionally protected right and gives too much power to family members who might have suspect motives for taking guns away from relatives. A handful of other states have similar laws on the books. The key difference is that only police officers can ask a judge to remove the weapons. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
In California, when a city goes bankrupt, its employees' pensions are off-limits to creditors. But that could soon change. A federal judge overseeing the city of Stockton's bankruptcy could upset that standard. Chief Judge Christopher Klein is expected to rule today on whether Stockton's pension debt can be treated like any other debt on the city's books. If the judge decides it can, then public employees' pensions throughout California could become vulnerable to creditors. Ed Mendel writes the blog Cal Pensions and follows the state's largest pension funds. He's reported on government from Sacramento for nearly 30 years. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
Good to be here, Julie.
Ed, I'm hoping that you can explain how Stockton got to this point, because we heard that in 2012 the city declared bankruptcy. Last year it came up with a plan to restructure $200 million in debt to exit bankruptcy protection, but that hasn't happened yet. Why?
Well, what happened basically was that the city had a plan to adjust debt before, or cut debt before exiting bankruptcy. And they negotiated deals with everyone, including the unions, three bond insurers. But they couldn't cut a deal with Franklin Bonds, which was owed originally $35 million. So they had a trial in May on the plan of adjustment, and the judge is scheduled to make a ruling on that today. The interesting thing about this, apart from whether Stockton can emerge from bankruptcy, is the question of what happens to pensions. The city does not want to cut its pensions. It's implored the judge, we really need to hang on to our pensions to be competitive in the marketplace. We're a crime-ridden city. We've had to reduce our police force. We got a 3/4-cent tax increase last November that will allow us to increase the police force. But if you cut our pensions, we're going to have trouble recruiting and retaining people. The bond fund, Franklin, is arguing to the judge, look, this is the largest debt the city has. How can you virtually zero out our payment and not touch pensions? So the judge possibly may make a two-part ruling. He may rule on what happens to the city and then rule separately on the pensions. He's actually mentioned that during the course of the trial.
If the judge decides that Stockton's public employee pension obligations are like any other city debt, how might that affect hundreds of local governments around the state that have agreements with CalPERS, the California Public Employee Retirement System?
Well, this is a very big deal for CalPERS because pensions in California have extraordinary protection under a series of court decisions that run all the way back to the 1950s at least. What most people view the court decisions as meaning basically is that the pension offered on the date of hire in state and local government in California cannot be cut. So what would happen if the judge rules that these pensions can be cut in bankruptcy is that CalPERS would do everything in its legal power to appeal the ruling and get it overturned, take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if need be, since this is federal court.
If the judge rules that pensions are fair game for creditors, what happens in Stockton?
The city is very worried that they would have a major flight of employees. They think that a lot of employees have already left because of the uncertainty. They think they need those pensions to attract and retain police. They think this could be, frankly, devastating to the city, really.
Ed Mendel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Julie.
Ed Mendel reports on public pensions in California at calpensions.com. It's New Year's Day for California's water managers, and they're feeling the hangover from what was the state's third driest water year on record. Agencies track water years from October through September, and the one that ended yesterday had less than 60% of normal precipitation. Only 1924 and 1977 were drier. It's impossible to say what the new water year will bring, but the state climatologist says it would take far more than normal precipitation to break the current drought, heading into its fourth year. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, October 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, rating hospitals, doctors, and long-term care. Smarter choices start at calqualitycare.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.